All right. Well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue, and I just, as I do every day, I'll open up with some thoughts, some ruminations. But let me start today, though, with a warning. Listen close. I'm warning you. Be very careful. I mean, like, be very, very careful, because life is hard and decisions are scary. But don't worry, the government is here to protect you from yourself. At least that's what far too many in government actually believe. Ronald Reagan once famously said that the scariest words you could ever hear were, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Listen, there is a role for government. I've said it before, I'm not so libertarian in my leanings or anarchist in my antipathy toward government that I don't see the need for good governance. Constitutional governance is designed to ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness by providing for the common defense, supporting the general welfare, and ensuring domestic tranquility. It's called essential services of government. Things like police and fire, military, infrastructure, sewage and water, all of that, waste disposal, every bit of it, all of that is essential. But where we get into trouble is when government has so much time and money on its hands that it feels it necessary to find new ways to justify its existence. And there are some nanny state knuckleheads in government, and they don't know when to stop. There's a story out today that we're going to talk about in more detail later, but apparently Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is now pushing for a vote that no one called for on a topic that no one saw coming to fill a need that no one has. Schumer and his Democrat colleagues are apparently embarking on a classic round of political kabuki theater to pass a bill to enforce the right to contraceptive care. Let that sink in. Never mind the economy. Never mind the southern border. Never mind the U.S. hostages being held in Gaza. The Democrats want to make sure that Americans know they can have birth control pills and condoms whenever they darn well want them. Because, you know, maybe people don't know they can already have contraceptives whenever they want them. Like nobody's stopping you. Because life is scary without the government getting involved to solve problems you didn't know you had. So I have to ask, what did we do about contraception before the year 2024 when Democrats held their press conference and cast their votes? I'll tell you what we did. We took personal responsibility. But the nanny state does not thrive on your personal responsibility. No, no, no. The nanny state knuckleheads could lose their meaning, their focus, their mission, their jobs if you believed for a second that you could make decisions about your life without them intervening. Silly Americans. You don't know how to buy birth control stuff at the drugstore by yourself. But don't worry, we're from the government, and we're here to help. I remember when I was a young second lieutenant training to be an infantry officer at Fort Benning. The world's premier school for teaching infantry officers the craft of leading troops, to be the queen of battle. It was not uncommon to have foreign nationals training with us, teaching them the skills leading troops so that they may return home to their own countries, hopefully better equipped to do the same job. In my class, we had officers from places like Chad, Malawi, and others. And one of the guys from Chad, though, wow, not very inspiring. Not at all. One night in the field, we were training on patrol base activities, multiple platoons. And aside from all of the other patrol base activities, we also had to stand guard at night, right? It was mandatory for everybody. Except for the dude from Chad, apparently. Somewhere around zero dark 30, one of the instructors was walking the perimeter and discovered that one platoon had nobody on guard duty. So throughout the entire patrol base, in the dark of night, you could hear the rousting. You guessed it, the guy from Chad had blown off his guard duty. You could hear the shouting from all the other guys who had reached their breaking point for him, with him. "Where's Mugabe? Where is he?" And then the moment came that we could all hear Mugabe's voice wailing in the night. "You cannot do this to me! I'm a very important person in my country!" Yeah, well, his platoon didn't see it that way. That guy from Chad, well, his real problem was not his skills, it was not know-how, it was his sense of entitlement. It was a sense that he was not in any way accountable, that he could act with impunity regardless of the consequences, and when there were consequences, there was no acceptance of his own role in creating the problem itself. And that, my friends, is a micro-example of the people who run the nanny state. The nanny state knuckleheads are like that guy who believes that he can sleep through guard duty and then wake up and work with impunity, never having any responsibility, and can do as much or as little as he wants. That sense by elected officials and bureaucrats that they can operate with that level of impunity because in their own estimation they are very important, the consequences are not for them, the consequences are just for those silly constituents who don't know how important these government actions are. Bunch of nanny state knuckleheads. I mean, it is that same nanny state attitude that causes government to exceed its authority at local, state, and federal levels. Sometimes, even laughably. Remember Mayor Bloomberg in 2012? Banned large sodas in the restaurants. Well, that'll fix obesity. How about the town of Fort Lee, New Jersey? Has a no texting and walking law. $85 fine. I get it. But is that really the government's role? A few years ago, the state of Tennessee passed a no saggy pants law. Really? No saggy pants. With penalties and everything. What, did they make exceptions for plumbers? I don't know. Minnetonka, Minnesota apparently got tired of cleaning the streets, so they passed an ordinance that banned muddy vehicles with fines up to $2,000. Muddy vehicles. My gosh. Well, what about, I don't know, Maryland? Statewide ordinances in effect requiring the use of sunscreen at summer camps for kids. Because, yeah, sunburn prevention, that's a surefire role of government. How about San Francisco? They grinched out in 2011, passed a ban on the toys in McDonald's Happy Meals. Can't have them. Unless, of course, they meet strict nutritional guidelines with fruits and vegetables. There's a Happy Meal. Hilton Head, South Carolina apparently had an issue with rats. Oh, go figure. They passed an ordinance that banned trash in people's cars. $500 fine or 30 days in jail. Come on. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was in office, he was a Republican. He went full-on Terminator. He signed a law banning the use of trans fats to fry foods in the state. Yep, you heard me. Fried food had to be made healthier. In the end, it was still fried. And then one of my favorites also came from California. When they passed a law that the hotel industry had to use fitted sheets on the bottom layer of a bed because it was going to save back injuries from doing all those hospital corners. Really? Oh yeah, they also required long-handled tools for bathroom cleaning to prevent back injuries. But have they ever tried to put on a fitted sheet? Because that's work, I got news. Look, these are real, all right? Those are somewhat humorous, but they're also examples of knuckleheads who get into office and forget their role. Government should provide essential services. Government should not become the nanny state. Babysitting your every move like a helicopter mom at a PTA bake sale, that is not the role of government. Government that gets so far into your personal business that it creates additional issues and then blames you for the problems they create, all while ostensibly taking such great action for the great good, that's a nanny state. A nanny state run by knuckleheads. It is un-American insofar as our rights and freedoms are concerned. So when you see it, tell them you don't need a nanny, thank you very much. You've got this covered. Nanny state knuckleheads, please say hello to the Right Side Ruffians. We got this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, life is hard. It's a good thing the government is there to rescue us from ourselves. I mean, goodness knows, Chuck Schumer's got nothing else more important to do than to make sure that you can still buy condoms because apparently they're hard to get. I don't know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.